Hi, everybody. Today is Wednesday. And if you want to know what the date is, it's the 27th of November, 2013. And let's energize the light beam. So everybody bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And we will energize it with peace energy. So here we go. Peace energy coming your way. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, okay? And let's have some strange events happening with the timelines, Sunday, Monday, and then also last night, actually this morning, so Wednesday morning throughout the day here. So if you happen to felt like you were lost in space, didn't know what time it was, what day it was, felt unsure of who you were or unsure that you lived on this planet, that's because the timeline was starting to get flipped again upside down, and worked on it throughout the whole day here. And basically it got put back into alignment about 1 o'clock Pacific time here. So... yeah, it works quite a bit. It started about 1 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, that's what happened. If you did feel strange today and want to call in and comment on it, that's what we'll have people calling in on, and also on timeline. So please just use your questions for that tonight, and we'll just see what happens here with everybody. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Kathy, are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm subbing for Carrie tonight, and it's Wednesday, 11/27/2013, as Ron said, and we're on station one tonight, and callers are welcome, and the moderator will be posting the phone numbers in, or she already has posted the phone numbers in the fast chat, and I'll be watching it for comments, questions, and also watching for questions at CLS questions at yahoo.com. And we do have some questions that backed up from Monday's program, where got a lot of phone calls that night, Ron, and then a lot of questions came in as well. So I really hope to help everyone who asked a question of you and to get to it. And in the meantime, please feel free to call in with your responses to what Ron just posed about the timeline. The timeline that was upside down or backwards and changing, where we might have felt spacey. So, Ron, there is a question. Do you suppose you could let us know what caused that sort of a situation? Is it the energies that you've been talking about of the 2012 carryover energies of the new dimension?
Yeah, I think they're just doing the same thing they did last year at this time. Which is abducting most of the people, and they're probably having another event like this happening, and it seems to be pretty noticeable now for Thanksgiving. So maybe the aliens want to have their Thanksgiving for the people that are unaware and who connect to things outside of themselves, and now they can be on the dinner plate for them. That's probably what they're doing now, is abducting people to have their own wonderful Thanksgiving. So that's what they're doing. And you're probably feeling a little strange. That could be the reason. You might find people disappearing, a lot of cars in parking lots, but nobody there in the stores. And then maybe they may come back, but it's a different person looking the same. So that's what they're doing, what I think, right now. And they're just having a replay of what happened a year ago. Although now we're kind of aware of what's going on. So hopefully they won't do it next year. And hopefully we won't be here to have to experience this over again. 3 times would probably be a charm. But anyway, if you're more conscious and you're aware and can see things, this is a great opportunity for you to watch people and to see them as they're being changed out with a new replica or just gone completely. So, for the people who are awake and conscious, and are able to view and see things, this is a great opportunity for you to figure out and to understand what's controlling you. That's why you want to do the mind to heart drop and stay in the present moment to get yourself released from a lot of this stuff that's happening. Not that it'll take care of everything, but it will make you have a better understanding of what's happening to humanity now. So that's kind of basically it. If you did feel strange today or strange throughout the week, it's because you're probably hanging on to the true reality and they're trying to pop you off of it. So back to you, Kathy. We'll see what some of the questions are that people have.
Sure. I've seen some comments in the fast chat. I do want to read first, Ron, the call-in number for those who are on a mobile line who aren't reading the fast chat. There's a toll-free call-in number that BBS has provided, and it is 888-627-6008. Or they have a line one open, 530-327-7602. And they're also, numbers are posted below the fast chat and on the fast chat. So thank you, Cindy, for posting those. And so let me read some of the comments. People are noticing things. Someone said they felt very dizzy. Somebody else is really crashing around a lot of timelines. Oh, it's Janice. She's called in a couple of times about her timeline crashing. She says she's, I can't find the beginning of your thread here, Janice, but anyway, she's listing the things in the timeline and the fast chat that she's timeline crashed, some interesting things that we could all, you know, maybe benefit from. She says she's timeline crashed 600 of her 21st birthday. She wrote in that she timeline crashed 13,000 timelines to get rid of her ex, I think she means her ex-husband's timeline. And then she says, six emotions turn into 12 different ones. CAG, K-A-G, says, I crashed forgiving myself for marrying my ex. So there's some good ideas of things timeline crash to help us, you know, find some peace in our lives and get off those timelines. So I think I just heard a beep, Ron. So let's see if we have a caller. Hello, caller. Please go ahead if you have a question for Ron or a comment about the subject tonight of timeline.
How about no questions? Let's just strictly have observations
comment
of what's happened. So no questions this evening. Just your experience of what you've experienced with the timelines being goofy. So let's see what the caller has to say.
Hello.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, you're a little faint,
okay.
But go ahead.
Ron, I think it's my fault that this, whatever you just happened to you, because I actually timeline crashed a show that was talking about mind control, Ron. Would that have caused all of this? Because the show was on at 1 o'clock Eastern time till 5. I had it crashing, and I forgot to turn it off after 5. And I actually did the space-time on my machine, so I felt like I was okay, but I guess the rest of the... you guys got shook up.
No, it's fine. It wouldn't be because of you.
No, because the timeline, the people who on this show, Ron, was originally from the Montauk Project, who was talking.
I'm sure we took care of that, but I don't think it was dealing with that. The Montauk
sure
stuff,
that?
I don't have
okay,
any problem
with. Okay,
because
I thought that was really odd that you said that all this stuff occurred.
Well, they could have used those people at that time to bring in the energies that they're connected to, but it would not and did not affect me from them doing that, no. I'd say it probably didn't
happen. He actually was talking about how to he was telling people how to use their mind to deprogram themselves, which is more programming from what it sounds like to me. So whatever aliens were channeling him probably needed to be. That's why I did it, Ron. I hope that it did.
Very good. Yeah. Having the mind fix you, huh? Switch one program to another. Oh, great.
Yeah, that's why I thought that I should call in, because I said sometimes you told me sometimes never to go back into this other all that stuff, but I don't know why I felt like I should do it. And I got to remember that it affects everybody else on in this group, so
yeah.
Did I
that shouldn't have affected anything. No worries. And thank you for your what you're doing as far as Timeline Crash, and it's helping a lot of people.
Okay, great. Because actually it was beautiful. It was the weirdest, my trip up to New Hampshire, the weather was so strange, Ron, after doing those Timeline Crashing. The wind just stopped when I had to get out of my house, and I kept watching the strangest weather as I'm going up to New Hampshire. The fog was so thick as pea soup. I've never seen it. I felt like I was in a Sleepy Hollow movie or something. It was really weird.
We had a lot of fog here about a week ago, and a lot of people were taken from that fog. So the people who were in the fog were probably abducted. So the fog is kind of the catalyst.
Is that what happened?
Yep. When you have heavy fog, that's the abduction city. You know, that's how they get people.
All right, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Okay, I better let you go. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. It's really nice to hear from the longtime listeners. They're real conscientious because they know the power of the Timeline Crashes. And also they have used many of the clearings and are kind enough to share their experiences from a longtime listener's and user of the clearings perspective, which a lot of us can appreciate because some of us are newer at this and we don't always get to feel or understand the benefits right away. So it's really great hearing from the Ron's longtime listeners and those who've done clearings with Ron even before they were online, which is really great. So thanks so much for sharing every time that you do. It's much appreciated. Okay, so back to the questions, Ron. Some of them from the CLS questions, I want to get to them now. And then I know you mentioned earlier to me that you wanted to Timeline Crash some occasions that are coming up this week. So
that'd
I'll remind
good,
you
sure.
of that for sure. Yeah, I'll remind you of that. But these questions have been waiting. So here's one. It's about a timeline. And the question is, if the upcoming holiday is about giving thanks, and this person wants to know who's going by newbies, Ruby wants to know if giving thanks is somewhat of a dark-sided mind control program, maybe a script to follow on a particular day, and if it's a duality, if it's in duality to give thanks, even though it sounds so nice to give thanks, give grace, all that. Could you shed a little light on that, please?
Sure, yeah. Anything that you do that's connecting to something outside of yourself. So who or what are you giving thanks to, okay? So when you give thanks, it has to connect to something because that's your intent typically. And then you're being hooked up to something that is out there fishing around for somebody giving thanks. So that's what happens. So people who do prayers thanking for their wonderful food at Thanksgiving, do they actually thank the turkey that got killed because they want to eat it. Probably not, but they give thanks because their family members are there and everything else, and that's all going to an alien someplace, and they're feasting off of your energy. So, yeah, there's anything that you do in duality works that way. So when you connect to something outside of yourself, even though you may think that you're not, just by doing that particular practice, you're doing that automatically. So that's a given. And who's taking your energy and what are they using it for? And maybe they got another way that they can abduct you because you're now allowing them to come into your energy system. So that's why you don't go outside of yourself. And no reason to give thanks for anything because who's going to be listening to you? The light doesn't listen to you because the light allows you to be who and what you are. And it gives you the opportunity to do nothing or to do a lot of things. But when you connect to something outside of yourself, then you're connecting to the darkness. So the light does not receive any of your prayers or information or anything else because it doesn't, it's not concerned with that. and only knows that you're here through the clearings that we do, and also at ascension time. Other than that, you're on your own. And you're on your own to like follow the teachings of Jesus, which is not to go outside of yourself. So at ascension time, then it comes back to collect the energies of light that's still here. And that's kind of what ascension is to regain the energies of light, and then you start over again on a whole different cycle of source energy. And so when you connect outside of yourself, then you're actually causing yourself to be harmed and to be connected to the darkness, because the light doesn't need anything that you give out of yourself, because your spirit's already with you. You get, in fact, your spirit probably wouldn't even care if it was thanked at all for what you're doing, because it's along for the ride here. And it's just giving you life force energy. So it's not in judgment where it can stop the energy or give you more energy. It's just here to help you out. So there's no reason to give thanks for anything. And if you do, then you're going to more than likely be hooked up to something outside of yourself. And once you start to understand that, then you want to just allow yourself to be in peace and go along with what you're doing, and not judge yourself, and just live life and have fun. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that answer. I hope Newbie was listening. And also, this kind of brings up sort of a deeper subject, because this holiday we're having, and it's American Thanksgiving tomorrow, the 28th. It's universally practiced, you know, in our country. And other countries have similar types of things. So the tradition. So Ron, should we timeline crash this holiday if we've celebrated it every year?
Here we go. So let's timeline crash to the one for last year, and just see how you feel about that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And kind of just do a body check, see how you're doing. And I will do a timeline crash for the year before. 1, 2, this would actually be the year of 2011. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we'll do 2010. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the Thanksgiving Day timeline crash. So you may feel a change happening to you for that one day that we already crashed, because you could be bringing the energy forward each year. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, thank you for those 3-year timeline crashes for the holiday. And speaking of the energy coming forward this year, I'm sure everyone who's been out in any store at all has noticed that there's the energy of commercialism, of you know, purchasing more, preparing for having company. It sort of like gives you this feeling of more energy towards this holiday, and that puts people out of their comfort zone, because now they're doing things they don't normally do and are with people they're not normally with. And there's a lot of expectations, and possibly some, you know, people, I see people in the store kind of fretting, and I see couples shopping together, which you don't usually see, you know, day to day, kind of like, you know, making a lot more big deal about the things they buy. And I just wonder, Ron, if it would be a good idea, if any of us are caught up in that kind of a frenzy, you know, for the holidays. Plus that, I know at work, a lot of people had a 3-day work week who have the you know, the corporate type of jobs. So they probably had to pack in 5 days of work into 3 if they're getting Friday off. So there's a lot going on. Plus there's another holiday celebrated at the same time as Thanksgiving too, Hanukkah. So there's quite a lot packed into this week. Could we possibly have some clearing for feeling, you know, this being caught up in this sort of a frenzy, or the anticipation, a little bit of maybe some stress or anxiety?
Yeah, remember, if you are feeling stress and anxiety, it's because you want to feel that. That's the bottom line, because you choose to have that experience. I'm just talking about people who maybe are out there spending money, who don't have enough money to spend, and they have to do it because, you know, it's traditional, et cetera, so you're stressed out because you're doing something against your free will, and everybody else's free will is connected to you, wanting you to do that. So if you are having stress because of that, then it's because you're choosing that. Now, if you're getting stressed out only because people around you are having stress and you're an empath, that's something different. So what I'll do is clear away the energy of people being an empathic magnet, we'll say, connecting to people's energies. As far as the other one, you being stressed out because you're doing a holiday that you don't really agree with, then I'm not going to timeline crash that, because that's your choice. So, and you're doing that on, you know, bringing that upon yourself. And it's up to you to change your way of living and the way you feel about things and honor yourself and maybe not buy all those gifts, or maybe, you know, do what you want to do. Maybe just give a card to somebody and say, thank you very much, nice knowing you this last year or something. So it's up to you to do what you want to do. So I'm not going to timeline crash that, but I will timeline crash if you're picking up energies from other people being stressed out because they're doing stuff against their free will too. Otherwise, they wouldn't be stressed out. So here we go, releasing that on a timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I found a little phrase recently which kind of goes along with the abduction scenario last Sunday and Monday, and then probably this morning. And this may make you think a little bit, but here it is. Hopelessly lost, but making good time. So, isn't that interesting? So, anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I'll be watching for comments about that, but I'm really glad you explained that scenario, what's going on behind the stress. It's people doing things they don't want to do, for to be with people they don't want to be with. It's a pressure. RD says here in the fast chat, yes, all this pressure from man-made traditions, which, of course, are, you know, created from the dark side, as we know, and it just seems like everyone's caught into this mind control program. They don't even know why they're doing it. They don't know want to do it, but they're going to do it. They're going to do all this stuff they don't want to do. And that's a lot of things. So you explained it. I really like your explanation, Ron. If we choose to get caught up in that, great. That's our choice. But if we're around it because we're shopping and we see other people or have to hear other people and be around that kind of energy, that's another thing. And, of course, you know, if you're an aware person, you can't help but notice that there's people having a lot of anxiety or, you know, a lot of talk about what's going to be happening at the end of this week. So it's probably a good idea to have the empathic clearing. You do have that empathic clearing. It's a whole life clearing.
Yep, and do the shrink wrap too, and do the mind to heart drop. You know, get your energy to yourself, and possibly maybe, you know, the cording clearing. Maybe, you know, if you feel like you're being corded a lot by people. So that's, and you can even do a space clearing. Maybe you have to go to that store where there's all the people showing up at 4:30 a.m. in the morning to buy something because it's going to be on sale for, you know, $5 cheaper. So it's first come, first serve, and you happen to go to the store at 8 in the morning because that's early enough for you, and you get all that negative energy hitting you because you're in there with everybody's, you know, being frantic. Do a space clearing so the space clearing around you, which you're going into, will be cleared. I don't think it's going to clear the whole thing up, you know, 3,000 people, but it will clear your space when you go to that. So I would say do that. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so you mean it'll be like a protective shield in a way, kind of like you cloak yourself in light ship energy if you do the space clearing and,
yeah.
and you go to these places?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it'll
be like a bubble
too.
Of energy around you to keep you disattached from the energy vampires out there, taking away the energy that, you know, you're trying to just stay in your own space. So that clearing could work out pretty well for you.
Right. I think that's really great suggestion. I know I walk around a lot commanding my spirit to shrink wrap when I go into stores and, you know, in and out of stores or even in and out of certain aisles in the stores. There's so much messages and so many images popping out, trying to get your attention or sending you a mind control program to buy them. So you mentioned some really great clearings. You mentioned the energetic people cording release, which also, you know, go hand in hand with the soul family disconnection clearing for this time of year where people are getting reconnected with relatives and reconnected with friends or, you know, making those relationships stronger than maybe you want them to be, or just find yourself in a situation where you have to interact with them and there's no way out for a while. So those are really great clearings to have. And then we mentioned earlier the empathic body clearing, which I personally use quite a bit every day because I find that it has lightened my load considerably as far as feeling densities, and that empathic body was pretty full, pretty filled up, more than I realized. And it's just a fantastic tool to really clean out all that stuff coming at us and the energy we hold in ourselves from other people. And then we take it upon ourselves and claim it for ourselves too, which does us no good. So it really needs to be cleared out with the empathic body. And, the moderator is posting right now. To find the empathic body clearing, go into the creationlightship.com, Ron's amazing website, and type in the white search bar the word empath. And it'll bring you right to that empathic body clearing. And there's the unlimited version for an extra $50, which means you can use it daily and just keep yourself updated. And that's what I do, and I find that if I do that, I can tackle a lot of other things, and it really helps me to feel more self-empowered.
Yeah,
so
I'm thinking about the self-empowerment here as you're talking, and this has probably
mm-hmm.
happened to everybody listening. You know, you're younger, maybe, you know, you're at, you know, age whatever, say, you know, let's just say age 6 to maybe 15, I guess, okay? And Christmas time is coming, okay? So after you realize that there's no Santa Claus, then you realize that, you know, you want to get something and know your parents are going to buy it for you. And we'll say maybe like you're a girl and you have this beautiful maybe red dress that you like and you showed your mother and it was at the store. And she never bought it, but she got you a different red dress, okay? And, you know, you have your heart set on the one, or maybe just to say roller skates or something. There's a certain brand out there that everybody had, and it was a good brand, and you liked it, but your parents just couldn't afford that one because maybe it cost, say, $20, and they could only afford $15, so they bought you what they thought would be good, which would be one that would be, you know, a lesser quality, but it still gave you what you wanted. And so here you are, waiting for that Christmas morning to wake up, and there it is, this box. Looks like your roller skates or a dress or whatever it would be. Maybe it's even a bicycle. And all of a sudden, you know, you open it up, and you look at it, and it's not what you want, okay? Because it's not going to give you, you know, whatever you wanted out of that because it's not, you know, maybe you wanted a Schwinn bike, and they gave you something else, you know, or whatever, you know. So anyway, all of a sudden now you're completely, internally you're frustrated because what you got is not what you wanted, but you, now you have to pretend to your parents, like, oh, this is wonderful, you know? And you got all that internal stuff going on, and I'm sure people out there are kind of understanding what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You get let down by your parents. You might feel that you got betrayed. And you can't really, you know, wear or use what you have because the kids at school may laugh at you for having it, okay? That could be another thing, you know. They go, oh, you know, only the poor people, you know, buy this brand here, and your parents bought that one, and everybody else, his parents went into extra debt to buy what everybody else wanted or what was popular, and your parents just thought, well, we'll be more practical, and they did that, and now you're there, and now the kids laugh at you because what they gave you was something that was maybe a lower quality and not maybe respected the way it should be. So anyway, I'm sure you're all probably thinking of something that kind of made you feel that way. So we'll do a clearing on that. So here we go. So let's first do a betrayal clearing that you probably felt from your parents because they got you the wrong thing. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's feeling better. So that was betrayal. Now we'll do a anxiety clearing. So for that particular thing, because you got anxious when you saw it. That's from the peer pressure. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we could do one now for, what do you think, rejection or disappointment?
Yeah, I think family rejection. Family rejection is good.
Rejection. Okay, then we'll do disappointment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do disappointment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think we got a beep there. If anybody else has a clearing, if you feel like you're still kind of suffering from this here, you know, very possibly maybe you're not as well liked as maybe your brother or sister. Maybe they're older or younger or whatever, and your parents gave that particular child everything that they wanted, but when it came to you, you felt like you got the short end of the stick. So we can do a clearing for that if we have somebody in the fast chat mentioning something. So I guess we got a caller. So caller, are you out there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm calling back to follow up about something that you had said for the weekend. I forgot, Ron, there was a worldwide healing that was being done, and I crashed it for that whole weekend. I believe it was from when I was aware of it, I crashed it. I'm not part of that group. I just wonder now if that was the group that maybe because actually, I remember once you had said that there was a healer out there who had your part of your healing powers. I think maybe this, I'm not sure if this person has it, but I was wondering if, I don't really want to put the person's name out. Can you tap into what I was talking about? Who I'm talking about, maybe, if that's what this was all about? Because if this
okay,
is a
yeah, I think I got
healing
yeah,
event.
I regained most of my energy. And so,
okay, so that might have been part
have,
of it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Concussion is fine. So,
okay.
That's great.
Can I ask, I know you didn't say you wanted requests, but I was sitting on the bus next to somebody who had an arm problem, and on that side of my arm, it's I'm now in pain, and I didn't do anything to it. So I assume I must have empathically picked it up, or entities possibly.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So anybody who has been around people who picked up some energy that you know about, you need to think of it right now. That spot on your body that you got cord or two connected to, maybe you got hopped by entities, or maybe even you got some alien critters with you. So here we go. I'm going to release what we can here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Pauline, thank you. Hopefully that's going to help you.
Do you recommend afterwards if I follow up with the timeline crashes for it?
Yeah, I would do the timeline crash of the approximate time and day, you know, that this happened to you once, because you were on that timeline where you maybe got infected, okay?
Okay.
So timeline crash that event. Remember, probably every 10 minutes things are being changed in and out. You just want to get rid of that timeline so it's not going to have multiple timelines on it to cause you suffering and pain.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Do we have another beep out there? I thought I heard something.
I didn't hear a beep, Ron. Oh. I can read you some comments, though.
Okay.
All right. Well, you, prior to the caller, and thank you for calling again, caller, you timeline crashed, feeling some family rejection, disappointment regarding gifts, anxieties, or betrayals for gifts we received and didn't want. And you wanted to know if there was anybody who experienced that. And so there's been quite a few comments in the fast chat about things like that. Some people did get what they wanted. Some people played their parents to get what they wanted. One person said, I've been getting things I don't want all my life. So it's kind of like the setup, you know, the getting the gifts, the whole thing about giving gifts starts to be a setup.
Okay, let's do a clearing
for
that.
So for
the person that's the setup, so it sounds like you're probably being bribed to do something afterwards. So let's do a clearing for that. I don't have bribery on the website, but we could probably figure out some clearing that may work. But here we go. So that's probably the ultimate disempowerment for you, knowing that you're going into something because you have to do it, okay, because you got a gift. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do one for, this I don't have on the website, but we talk about mental stuff where you could be angry and upset. Now, maybe your body doesn't like what you got, okay? So your body now is freaked out because it got something. And it's not a mental situation. It's your body. So I don't think I've ever done this type of clearing this way. So let's just say that you got something that scared the hell out of your body. And now you have to smile there and like it. Kind of like eating some kind of food that you don't want to eat, you know, and you have to eat it. So you got something at Christmas time or a gift, maybe on your birthday. And or maybe it's turkey that you're eating tomorrow, possibly. And now you're thinking about that poor turkey that died, and you have to eat it because it's there in front of you. I don't want to get too much into that, but it's still kind of related. But your body doesn't really want it, okay? So here we go. Really helping your body out now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right. So back to you, Kathy.
Gee, that's interesting, Ron. These are all related to self-empowerment patterns that were a setup for patterns that led us to become more self-disempowered, feeling, you know, forced to like something, forced to accept something, and then also receiving things we didn't want. And that could have been a pattern that we maybe had all our life. You know, never got what you wanted. You know, there's a lot of situations like that. And they start when we're so young, and they get so embedded. And there's so many things like this that we can clear. You think about it. You just mentioned something that really freaked out our body. You know, I mean, that could be a lot of things, from braces, things that when we were kids, maybe we had to have a cast. Broke our leg or arm or something, body part. So it's a lot of things like that that set us up for not being able to be who we really are and to be strong inside and connect with our spirit. So I'd like to recommend the self-empowerment clearing that Ron has on his website, creationlightship.com. It has quite a lot of different sorts of situations just like this. There's at least 36 of them listed in a row that you can look at, like a menu, click on and clear in 15 minutes, and then do the spirit infusion afterwards. You can even put a situation in, like Ron just mentioned, of your own, and clear that too. Plus, there's the whole life clearings. So that was really wonderful to have. I could really feel that deeply, Ron, and it looks like some other people have felt that too, sort of feeling a flushed feeling, and some people are yawning. Oh, so
Artie said... I can see another situation. I kind of heard about this from somebody. Let's, you know, hypothetically, we'll just say that you lived on a farm, or, you know, you had a turkey that you're raising, you know. Let's just say you're in the... We'll just call it the 4-H Club, which to me is disgusting. Oh. I'm not getting into judgment, but here all these young kids are raising an animal to be slaughtered, and then they get an award because they raised it. I mean, when I heard about that, I just couldn't believe it. But let's just say, for instance, you are raising a turkey, right? And you don't know that, and you're young, you don't realize that your parents got the turkey for you to eat. And so all of a sudden, you know, you have this wonderful dinner, you don't go outside, and next day you go around and you're ready to feed your turkey, and your parents say, "Oh, we had it for dinner," you know. And that's happened to probably a lot of people, you know. Yeah. I'm going to do a clearing for that in case that happened to you, or maybe you were a 4-H member and you had to, raise this animal as a pet, and now you let it go off to slaughter. I mean, Jesus, you know. I don't know what to say. To me, that'd be the biggest upset that somebody could have, you know, saying goodbye to your pet cow or whatever it is, you know. So anyway, or goat, but here we go. I'm sure maybe a lot of you out there, if you were raised on a farm, which I was not, or had animals like that around that you would eat, but anyway, I won't get into that. But if you are in that situation, and you feel awful, we'll clear that. So that's what we're going to do now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, boy, a lot of energy here. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you still feel a little upset, I don't know what clearing to have you do. Maybe abandonment. Maybe you could think of something, Kathy. That was pretty heavy. So back to you.
There's a lot of comment in the fast chat about guilt. feeling guilt, you know, that they didn't like the things, they didn't like the gift, they didn't like the situation, and they were told they should have, that they should have been grateful.
Oh, yeah, that's out there, too. Let's do that one. Here we go, guilt clearing. Here we go, everybody. And, you know, could go with anger, too. You know, maybe for some reason you were saving up all your money to buy something for yourself, and then your parents said, oh, you got to spend that $10 for a gift for your brother, you know, and you're out there babysitting or cutting lawns for a quarter or something, you know, and now you have to spend the money on somebody else that you really don't want to. So, but we'll do guilt first. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I'm getting hot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's probably good, I think, for that, unless you want to do something else, Kathy. It's your call. Go ahead.
What? Oh, you mentioned guilt and anger. Could you clear the anger part, too, please?
Okay. Anger. Oh, geez. Okay. And just think, if you're angry, what did you do? You now threw out all this psychic energy to probably your parents, daggers, right, out of your eyes, we'll say, or even to the person who's getting the gift. Maybe you didn't like the person, you know, and you had to buy them a gift, and you hated them, you know, and now they got all your money. Anyway, here we go. Anger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, I can see where this is going. There's a lot of a lot of energy towards giving and gifting and receiving, and the emotions attached to it are just incredible. It, also, the energetic cording attachments is really a big thing too. It's a big, huge setup for connecting people, connecting people's energies and emotions for the dark side and the aliens to live off of. And they just feed off of this. And so they have a frenzy for on us. They have a good feast on us during these times of the year when we're involved in this sort of thing. And it's kind of hard to be free of it. It's kind of hard to extricate yourself from it when it's been a lifelong pattern and a tradition. And, you know, everyone's looking at you, waiting for you to, you know, do your part. So this is a great, big, huge issue. Thank you so much for the guilt clearings, the anger body clearings, and, you know, explaining the reasonings behind it and the connections behind it. It's just too much, sometimes just too much to think about. So it's good to have these programs on PBS Radio with you, Ron, to kind of air it and get it out.
And, yeah, this is probably the button pushing program tonight, huh?
Yeah. And then people can find new ways to use those clearings they've got sitting in their emails, you know.
Yeah, and remember, this is, you know, been there, done that, now you can change. So you can get rid of the old energy. And, you know, you don't know how that energy is affecting you that happened to you, you know, 20 to 50 years ago or something, you know. Maybe we just did a clearing. Maybe you had a tight chest, and we just did a clearing, and you feel wonderful now. So you want to do a clearing to get rid of that stuff from you. So remember, you don't know what this energy is doing to you. It's first in the invisible, from mind energy, then it starts to form into the physical. So by pushing buttons, it allows you to realize where you're stuck and what you want to get rid of. And if you feel better, then you know, yeah, I better get that clearing, you know. Because I never liked Uncle Harry, you know, and, you know, now I realize that he's giving me a problem with my throat because I didn't like to talk to him. So different things like that. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
I think the bottom line is, after listening to these programs on with you, Ron, that people people can now realize that they can be part of these things that, that are of our world, but still have the awareness that it's going on, and they don't have to join in as much as they did before. And if they do have to do some part of that just by being in the room with people and, you know, it, agreeing to accept an invitation, then there's always a lot of clearings we can utilize, including the free ones like the satellite timeline crash, like the gray skies timeline crash, which clears energy and gets you off the tracks, throws them off the track. They can't track you so well. Your GPS gets a little bit skewed and they can't find you so well. Those kinds of things that can minimize some of the damage that could come your way. You know, it's just, you might not even notice that there's damage, but it's just a nice way that I think the dark side has of helping us to accumulate a lot more stacks and layers of densities and enjoying it at the same time. So we don't even realize it's happening. But
yeah, it's kind of like that saying, you know, that the New Agers say, you got to be open to receive. So are you open to receive? But what are you receiving? Nobody knows, you know. How you know? You don't want to receive anything. You just want to be peaceful. You don't want to get anything outside of yourself coming to you as far as energy. So back to you, Kathy.
And like you said at the beginning, no one really knows who they're thanking, what it's connected to, who they're praying to, what it's connected to. No one really knows. But it's just something we were taught to do. And
yeah, I heard a phrase, which I've heard my whole life, and I went, wow, that's really interesting. So they talk about different churches out there, and so you pick a church of your own faith. You know, so, and also to be the same church, but yet you get one from your faith, you know. This church is this kind of faithful, and this another one is this type. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, different flavors.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, and they're all right. Each flavor is the right one in their mind, you know, in their position. So that's kind of interesting, too. Well, Ron, at 7, almost 8, we do have one more question. There's a couple more questions I can't get to in CLS questions, though. I'll just get to the ones that are older first. It's a little off the subject of timelines, but it's kind of interesting, too, because it has to do with being around people. Quick question here. It's about this person's wondering if there's orbs around him or her, and the person sitting next to them at the office. The reason they're wondering is because oftentimes they come in dressed with the same colors or the same pattern clothes or the same style, as if they went shopping together and planned it. But they didn't. But they notice it, and others do too. And they're not the typical black and white blue office colors. It's a myriad of things. So wondering if orbs are communicating with each other here. Are they at play or
is it? That would be quite interesting. I would say probably more than likely yes. I'd say probably 85% yes. So they're getting you to do something because they're calling up your energy out of your cells of your body, your cellular memory, and they probably inject something in there to get you to be mind controlled a certain way. So I would say that would probably be 85% correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, because this person does have the unlimited orb clearing. Okay, good. And then, Ron, we've been talking about timeline crashing for the last week and a half on the various BBS radio programs, and it's come up where someone was wondering if the space-time crash that you offered complimentary was still available if they purchased the timeline crash.
Yeah, it's right on the page itself. Yes, so I think it does have a link to that page.
It's
so,
on the
yes,
page.
It is included.
Oh, okay. All right. So whoever asked, please look on the page. It's on the timeline crash page, huh? Okay.
I believe that it is. Yes.
Okay, I'll have to check because I myself didn't notice, but then I wasn't really looking for it. All right, great. Well, thank you so much for that. And if for some reason the person, people who like that Space Timeline Crash, Ron does have it available as a separate link that we can send to you, any of us hosts, co-hosts, I mean, if you want to send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, let us know you purchased a Timeline Crash. And then you'll get an email with the Space Timeline Crash link and instructions on how to use it, because there is a little bit of know-how involved in it.
You might even try a different computer. Sometimes your computer might have an older page, and it always goes to that page. So it's supposed to be up. So, but anyway, if it's not, then we'll send it off to you. So thank you, Kathy, for mentioning that.
Yeah, it was a listener who mentioned it, but I'm happy to. If anyone wants to write to clsquestions@yahoo.com tonight, I'll be happy to send it to you, the Space Timeline Crash, on Ron's behalf.
Hey, I think it's
okay,
I think we better get off here. So,
yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Blessings. And
our next program is Friday, Station 2.
Yep. And enjoy your day. And tomorrow night we're doing our special conference call to get rid of the replicas of you causing discomfort and pain and different things like this. Just go to the website. It's $20, and it starts at 5:30 Pacific. So thank you, everybody. Hope you're feeling wonderful. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Kathy.
Good night, everyone.